Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast-track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes. And after you've enjoyed it, head over to wherever you listen to us and leave us a rating and a review. And it goes without saying that your support of the podcast is most certainly appreciated. Today, we talk about releasing the weight of the past. And I just don't know if any of you have ever been in a predicament of sorts where you continually think about that thing that happened back yonder, and it moves you in such a way that the impact, just as you felt it when it originally happened, bubbles up like brand new, day after day, week after week, month after month. It's a really difficult place to be in for a professional, for anyone trying to achieve a certain outcome and having the day-to-day grind of sort to look past this, to get beyond this, to release from it. I help a lot of people with this issue, and I see a pattern of them yielding to temporary solutions, most of which are not healthy, to pacify, to numb, if you will, the effects of this day-to-day struggle. What we have to do is change the way we look at the past. We don't want to carry the weight of past mistakes because they feel like heavy burdens. These heavy burdens tend to shadow our every move and cast a dark light in the areas where we need a bright light, because there are things we want to go do and achieve. But with this dark light hovering over us, we just don't have sometimes the will or the strength to overcome it. It's a very dominating physical pattern, psychological pattern. Our ability to release the weight of the past is most often centered on forgiveness. We are our toughest critic. And sometimes we simply won't forgive ourselves. And by doing so, we could move forward with a greater degree of wisdom and lightheartedness. We're going to try to unpack this today and help you see how letting go is going to create a tremendous amount of liberation for you. And it's going to break this cycle that has gone on for far too long. Neuroscience research reveals that making mistakes is a crucial part of learning and brain development. When we err, our brain signals a need for adjustment, which enhances our cognitive ability and our problem-solving skills. This is, in fact, a healthy mind and a healthy mindset, because in this scenario, we're saying that this is a teachable moment, this mistake, this error. It does not signal that we're jacked up, that we're less than, that we deserve to be in this funky state. It does away with all of that, because this process, also known as error-related negativity, is a clear indicator that mistakes are not just inevitable, but in fact essential for growth. Again, emphasizing the fact that this is going to make us cognitively stronger, and it's going to give us enhanced problem-solving skills. Your ability to look at a situation, collect all of the facts, come to a conclusion about what the real reason is or the root cause, architect a strategy to overcome it, put it into practice, execute it, refine it until execution is complete, is one of the life skills that will take you so very far. If you were fortunate to be with us for the Leadership Mindset series, many of the executives that we interviewed talked about this ad nauseum. This is a critical skill set. But if we don't have the capability to view the mistake as a learning opportunity, then all of this cognitive enhancement that we speak of and these problem-solving skills They never come to the surface. They never enter into that developmental process whereby we can be a better version of ourselves. Somebody's going to say, well, why do we hold on to these past mistakes in the first place? Typically, we cling to the mistakes because it's a complex mix of guilt, regret, then this whole, I guess it's an innate human desire for us to do it right the first time. For some of us, be perfect. These feelings can be exacerbating. I know, like when I look at the internal pressure that I place on myself from time to time, I've got to dial my expectations back so I don't find myself in this very space. Let's not forget that there's societal expectations. There's expectations that are imposed on us by our employers, by our family, by some of the groups and circles that we affiliate ourselves with. There are numerous opportunities for us to fall into this trap. Let's not forget self-criticism and negative talk that followed directly after the mistake, telling you how good that you aren't, how jacked up you might be, and everything that, again, stems from your past bubbles up, and when your body checks in, your cortisol gets turned up, pretty soon, in a matter of minutes, you find yourself in a real bad place. Hold on to that for a couple of days, and now you're in for a real bad set of circumstances. We hold on to these mistakes. We allow them to permeate our past and our present because of guilt, regret, then the influences that are all around us. What's the benefit, though, of releasing? Well, we've already learned that there's some cognitive enhancements. We learned also so far that there's some problem-solving skills that we're going to develop that's going to take us very fast, very far. We've also said that there's liberation in letting go and allowing these errors and mistakes to be teachable moments. So letting go of the past mistakes frees us from this chain that holds us captive, some of us, and it allows us to break free of the self-doubt and the inner criticism. It also puts us in a place where we can move forward knowing that this mistake does not suggest in any way that this is how we are from this point forward, but rather, no, we didn't quite have all of the facts. We know that now. We see which piece was missing and can be done better in the future. We cleave to that, let go of all of the negative feelings, and we go forward with confidence and we embrace new opportunities. Should this same set of circumstances enter into our sphere of influence again, now we have a previous event that we can call on from a learning perspective to recall, not the feelings that were associated, no, the learning that we got from it. We can apply that to this future event to help us navigate that quicker and faster without the error that we made in times past. And this too is a mechanism for releasing wholeheartedly from the past and the strength that it has to keep us somewhat bound, thinking through these negative thoughts over and over again. Once we change our mindset and we adopt this new way of thinking about errors and mistakes, we no longer find ourselves trapped in that state of inaction. That is done away with. We also get to release from that. And anything else that would prevent us from growing further or obtaining the things that are important to us in our dreams and goals and aspirations. Paul Bozzi says, and I quote, "Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future." If we want to have any fighting chance of releasing from the weight of the past, we've got to adjust our thinking. We've got to stop being so critical of ourselves. We've got to forgive ourselves. We've got to become our best friend. Then we can begin to really, in earnest, do those things that are needful to help us make our future as bright as it can be. let's talk about a couple of things that science says will be instrumental in helping you to release the weight of past mistakes. First of which is acknowledge and accept. In this phase, what we're doing is recognizing that our past mistakes are learning opportunities, as we've noted, and we're not assigning any judgment. If we have a propensity to judge ourselves or to critique ourselves harshly because of perfectionism, because we didn't necessarily hit somebody's mark, we end that practice immediately. We no longer do that. We give ourselves the opportunity to not do every single thing right, to learn from those things that we didn't do necessarily the best that it could be done. We harvest from that the learning moment. We continue loving on ourselves and pressing forward without the past holding us captive. Acceptance is the first step toward healing and moving forward. Number two is we're going to learn and we're going to grow. We're going to identify those lessons or those opportunities to enhance ourselves, to learn from the set of circumstances, and we're just wholeheartedly going to embrace that. We use these as insights to inform us more demonstratively in the future. Our actions, our decisions, our behaviors are not predicated on the emotional aspects. They are predicated and focused squarely on turning the regret into a roadmap for personal growth and development. And there is the entry point to having that enhanced cognitive capability, as well as developing the ability to have deep root cause analysis. Number three is we're going to practice compassion. We kind of talked about it just a little bit, but I want to emphasize it again. Family, we got to be kind to ourselves. For a very long time, I was literally my worst critic. Let me tell you, I said things to myself that you would not believe. Well, actually, some of you might, because many of us, unfortunately, even though we may be mature adults, we still are as critical on ourselves today as we were when we were young. And if this is hard set in us in those impressionable years, birth through age 7, and solidified in the teenage years through about age 21, this is the so-called program or the subconscious programming that is going to take us into our latter adult life. Some of these things are deeply embedded, and it really takes us practicing compassion, loving on ourselves, understanding that mistakes are a part of being human, having self-compassion, developing resilience and practices to keep our well-being balanced. All of these things are needful in the practice of self-compassion. Then we've said, for most people, this is going to be rooted squarely in forgiveness. Now, this has two tracks. Heretofore, we've only talked about us forgiving us. But sometimes there's someone else in this story who needs to receive forgiveness from us. Or it could be that somebody wronged you, someone you were in a deep, abiding relationship in some way, shape, or form, and you've got to let them go in the form of forgiveness. Where possible, seek forgiveness from those that were affected by your mistakes as well. It's totally fine for you to have the wherewithal to go to them and say, I didn't know that this was going to come out this way. I didn't really have a desire for you to be impacted. And I just want to let you know, I'm sorry for the impact that this has had on you. I guarantee you, if you share that with them transparently and openly, if this is a person that is, you know, worthwhile for you to be in relationship with, they're going to receive that and they're going to let you go free as well. And they're going to respond in such a way that you get a full release. Should they not? you have still satisfied the universe's requirement for you to go make amends with that person. You still go free. You still get the liberation. You just might not have that relationship. If someone such as yourselves would go to another human, making yourself vulnerable, sharing a heartfelt apology, and they did not accept it, that's not someone you need to be in relationship with anyway. I know you guys are going to send me some notes on that. It's okay, but that's really how I feel about that. Number 5 is focus on the present and the future. All of the energy for change is rooted in today. You got a certain amount of good vibes, good energy for today. You've got an emotional reserve when you wake up that's supposed to last you all day. Well, if you want to impact your future, you've got to be present. And if you're present, you cannot be in the past. You also can't be too far forward. To make the change, to inject the interrupt into this whole cycle that you can release the weight of the past, you must be present. You've got to be right here where all of your energy and power can be harnessed to break this cycle using some of the things we've talked about already to set the stage for you to be free, to be released from the weight of the past. You want to set new goals. You want to engage in positive activities. You want to build self-confidence. All of these things take place right now in the present. A constant reflection on the past does not permit you to be present. You're going to develop a presence. You're going to inject these strategies that we've talked about that at the end of the day, you can release the weight of the past and the mistakes and the errors that you have a journey that is full of forgiveness, growth, resilience, and renewal. This family is the opportunity to release from all of the things that have been holding you back, release from the past, release from mistakes, release from a lack of forgiveness, that you can go forth in the newness of life to achieve those things that you want to achieve. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, in those spaces. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.